And that's where we leave Newsday and start our morning here on BBC Radio 4. I'm Caroline Nichols. There's news and weather coming up and robotic milking. That's all before the Today programme at 6. But first, coming soon to a cinema near you.
If political thinking was a Hollywood movie, the advertising tagline might be "The extraordinary true stories behind the people with power." It is, of course, not a movie. What it is a conversation, not an interrogation, about what makes people tick. What is it in their background, their values, their stories that explains where they're coming from? That's what we try to get at political thinking, not just with politicians, but anyone who shapes our national debate. That's the new series of Political Thinking with me, Nick Robinson, on Saturday afternoons at 5:30 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Now on Radio 4, here's Sarah Keith-Lucas.
Thank you, Caroline, and good morning. And now, the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Tuesday, the 14th of January 2025. There are warnings of gales in Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. New high expected northern France, 1,036 by midnight tonight. And the area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cira. Westerly, backing southwesterly, 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. South at Cira. Southwesterly, 4 to 6. Veering northwesterly, backing southeasterly, 3 or 4 later. Fair, good. 40s, Cromarty, 4th. Tyne, Dogger. Southwest, veering west for a time, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Fair, moderate or good. Fisher, German Bight. Southwest, 4 to 6, veering west or northwest, 3 or 4. Occasional rain at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Humber, Thames. Southwest, 4 to 6, veering west or northwest, 3 or 4. Occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Dover. Southwest, veering west or northwest, 3 or 4. Occasional drizzle. Good, occasionally poor. White, Portland, Plymouth. West or southwest, 3 or 4. Becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Occasional drizzle later. Good, occasionally poor later. Biscay. East or southeast, 3 to 5. Fair, good. South Fitzroy. Easterly, veering southerly or southeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 until later in northeast. Fair, good. North Fitzroy, Seoul. Southerly or southeasterly, 4 or 5. Occasional drizzle at first in northwest Seoul, otherwise fair, moderate or good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Southwest, 3 to 5. Occasional rain or drizzle and fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Shannon. Southwesterly, 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7 later in north. Drizzle and fog patches at first, poor or very poor, becoming good. Rockall, Malin. Southwest, 5 or 6, increasing 7 or gale 8. Occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes. Southwest 5 to 7, backing south or southwest 6 to gale 8. Showers, then rain or drizzle, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Southeast Iceland. Southwesterly 5 or 6, increasing 7 or gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later. Showers, occasional rain or drizzle, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. And now, the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic. Southwest by west, 4. Mist, 3 miles. 1024, now falling. Stornoway. Southwest by west, 5. Slight rain, 1900 metres. 1019, rising slowly. Lerwick. Southwest by west, 6. Recent precipitation, 3 miles, 1012, now rising. Lucas. West-southwest, 4. 19 miles, 1023 rising slowly. Bridlington, southwest 3, 1029 now rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west-southwest 4, 11 miles, 1036. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 11 miles, 1036. Jersey, south by east 1, mist 3 miles, 1036 falling more slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 3, 11 miles, 1036. Scilly Automatic, southwest by south 4, 9 miles, 1035 steady. Valentia, south 2, mist 1800 metres, 1030 rising slowly. Ronald's Way, southwest 3, mist 3 miles, 1029 rising slowly. Malinhead, southwest 4, 8 miles, 1026 rising slowly. And here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. An area of high pressure over the near continent extends a ridge across the south and southeast, maintaining the relatively settled conditions through the next few days. Atlantic fronts will bring some rain or drizzle at times to northern and western areas, along with a strong southwesterly wind, bringing a risk of gales to some northern waters. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 near Cape Wrath. Showers in north, good, occasionally moderate in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southwest 3 to 5, mainly fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first. Mainly fair, fog patches later in south, good becoming poor or very poor later in south. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Southwesterly 4 or 5, veering westerly 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Fog patches and drizzle later, good becoming moderate or poor, occasionally very poor later. Northumberland to Selsey-Bill. Southwesterly, veering westerly 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Occasional drizzle later, good, occasionally poor later. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis. Southwest, veering west 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Occasional drizzle later, good, occasionally poor later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 or 3 later in east. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 in Bristol Channel. Occasional drizzle in north, moderate or good, occasionally poor in north. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southwest 3 to 5. Rain or drizzle at times, fog patches until later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable, mainly south, 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally poor or very poor. Isle of Man. Southwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first. Occasional drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Lochfall to Carlingford Lock. Southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in north. Occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southwesterly backing southerly 3 to 5, rain or drizzle at times, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Occasional drizzle, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwest 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8. Showers, drizzle later, good, occasionally poor later. Shetland Isles. West backing southwest 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Thanks, Sarah. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Tuesday, the 14th of January. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Caroline Nicholls. President Biden has said negotiators trying to secure a Gaza ceasefire are on the brink of a deal. Police in Los Angeles are strictly enforcing a curfew to stop looting in areas devastated by wildfires. In business, more than 2,000 fresh compensation claims relating to the Horizon IT scandal have been made in recent weeks. And in sport, Britain's Emma Raducanu has made a winning start at the Australian Open Tennis Championships. President Biden has said that a ceasefire in Gaza and a deal to free hostages are on the brink of coming to fruition. For the first time, Israeli and Hamas negotiating teams taking part in talks in Qatar are reported to be working in the same building. In a speech, Mr. Biden said the signs were encouraging.
And the war between Israel and Hamas, we're in the brink of a proposal that I laid out in detail months ago, finally coming to fruition. I have learned in many years of public service to never, 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 ever give up.
Jonathan Dekel-Hen, whose son Sagi has been held hostage since the attacks by Hamas on October 2023, told the BBC he was hopeful of progress.
I want to believe that, you know, with the added pressure brought to bear by President-elect Trump, that Prime Minister Netanyahu has come to the conclusion that it is in the best interests in Israel and of himself to make sure that, at least from Israel's side, we have gotten to yes.
The government is considering making it illegal for all public sector bodies and crucial service industries to pay ransom to cybercriminals. This would include hospitals as well as rail, power and water companies. The Home Office believes that outlawing ransom payments would protect UK infrastructure by making it a less attractive target for hackers. Police in Los Angeles say a curfew will be strictly enforced as they try to tackle the looting of houses abandoned in the deadly wildfires. Dozens of people have been arrested and nine have now been charged. Fire crews say high winds, which are forecast for the coming hours, could cause the flames to spread again. Claire Lim lives near the Eaton fire and says people are nervous.
Even in the zones where it doesn't look like it's going to be so bad, everybody is just kind of scared. I'm also kind of near a bit of a mountain range. I'm nestled in between two big hilly areas. Lots of dry brush and vegetation. So my fear is the winds catch a fire and then it spreads. I think we're all thinking in that way.
The prisons watchdog has warned that drones delivering weapons to two jails have become a national